It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the gay penguin is died, Lee.
The what?
The gay penguin.
That sounds like an establishment at Myrtle Beach.
No, it's okay. Not. Oh, boy. Yeah, the gay penguin, the world's famous gay penguin. Sven the penguin, one half of the...
Sven the penguin. Okay.
Yeah. But no, many people take him very seriously. One half of the gay power couple at the Sydney Aquarium. Mm-hmm. Many children's books were written about the relationship. They gave them adopted chicks and they raised them together. And so they concluded the two were gay.
Okay.
Nobody actually knows.
Oh, of course you don't.
Well, yeah. That's what was believed. Yeah. He and his face is from the BBC. He and his partner, Magic, shot to global stardom in 2018 when they fell in love at the Sydney Light. You don't know that. What animal falls in love? What are they even talking about? Later adopting and raising two chicks.
There were just a couple of penguins chilling out.
Yeah. When there's not a chick available, like a lady penguin, like an attractive one. I mean, you know, what's left? You hang with the bros.
Frozen bros.
Yes, exactly. Their romance is inspired a Mardi Gras float, been referenced in Australia's education syllabus, and even featured in the Netflix series Atypical.
Okay, I missed that Netflix series.
Yeah, apparently. Me too. I'll get around to watching it later. The Sea Life Sydney Aquarium said Sven had an immeasurable impact around the world as a symbol of equality and a conduit for the conservation cause. So, anyway, he lived 12 years, which is the normal lifespan of a penguin. So, you know, we'll see. Meanwhile, top 10 trending stories right now. The FBI is warning again of the worst threat environment they have seen ever. Like worse than before 9/11. Yeah, worse than, wow, okay. What does that mean? I don't know. Nobody does, but it's one of the top 10 trending stories in America. They say so many attacks, potential terrorist attacks on our soil, but also cyber attacks. They're warning about cyber attacks as well. Worst threat environment in the modern era. Okay. So
what are we doing to combat that?
Well, nothing.
Okay.
Again, since December, almost a year now, the FBI director has been saying this. This was something's coming, but he's never once that I've ever found said what they were doing about it, except letting us know something's coming. So something's coming. Be prepared.
So I guess that's their back door. If Trump gets reelected, and then they can claim it was Iranian election interference and they can deny the election.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do all that. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Or Russian. Who knows? They'll make up a bigger, better lie. Anyway, I think this whole thing right now that's going on with Kennedy is interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's really interesting? If you listen to the interviews that Nicole Shanahan's done, his vice president, she is, if you go read about her, she's not a moderate. She is a liberal's liberal. So's he, really. He's just also a kind of a skeptic.
Right.
Both of the deep state, because he was censored so heavily during COVID. He's always been a shot skeptic. A lot of the autism shot skepticism.
The vaccines, yeah.
Yeah, about vaccines comes from Kennedy. And so he naturally, that's his bailiwick, has been big pharmaceutical companies. That's who he sues. So during COVID, he was warning about the shots again, especially alarmed, as was I, at how, you know, little to absolutely no testing of the shot was being done. Warned everybody about it, got censored online. And he's become very militant against the censorship and a lot of the things that the Democrat Party is doing. But he's still a good Democrat. So she. Mm-hmm. And it's just stunning when she's asked, why would you guys think about, you know, backing Trump? And she says she trusts him to protect liberty. She thinks he's sincere. Again, these people are not middle of the road. They're not moderates. They are liberal Democrats.
Yeah, this isn't Mitt Romney.
No, this is not Mitt Romney. Just because our side might share some of us a few things in common with Kennedy, believe me, 75% of what he believes you would not support.
Right.
And yet they're saying, we trust Trump to preserve democracy more. You know what I think is interesting about this? Kennedy, who has the family trauma of two assassinations in his family.
Yep.
One of which he will tell you he thinks the CIA did. That's him, not me. That's him saying that, right? So he has real trauma when it comes to the government and what he believes happened to his family members. And for that same government to say to him, you can't have Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
He asked three times. He applied three times. Normally, the U.S. Secret Service Department, you know, agency turns you down. They kick that all the way up to the Homeland Security Director, because Homeland Security is above Secret Service, right? So that Mayorkas could personally kick him in the teeth and deny him Secret Service protection, even though he had had people break into his house. And it wasn't until they were embarrassed into providing the protection after Trump was almost killed. Mm-hmm. So that'll make an impression on you. Very clear the Democrat Party doesn't want him around. But when you listen to her interview, it's really interesting, okay? Here is this woman, Kamala Harris, never received a single vote nationally, never received a single vote in a primary, had to drop out of the only national primary she ran in because she was at less than 3% of the vote, couldn't raise any money. Nobody wanted her. But Kennedy and Shanahan actually did have people wanting to vote for them.
Yeah.
And they were blocked at every turn by the Democrat Party. Yeah. Does that sound like democracy to you?
Of course it doesn't.
No. And she talked about what they've done to dog her and RFK with their lawsuits at every turn. And that, you know, and how basically this is galling for them then to see Kamala Harris after the Democrats make sure Joe Biden has no opponent, that only their selected Democrat is put up for a vote.
Right.
They don't let the voters choose.
Yeah.
Here she is describing some of that.
I wish that we had had a chance to debate. I wish we had a chance to be on stage, because had we likely would have won this election.
Yeah.
You know, 71% of Americans want a strong third party option, and we delivered it in terms of ballot access.
Yeah.
But they're suing us. The DNC aligned PACs are suing us to get us off the ballots right now. These are frivolous lawsuits. We've had some of the best people involved in our ballot petitions.
Yeah.
Some of the most precise, you know, signature packages ever submitted to any of the Secretary of States. We've overcome so much to get to this point. So to even be contemplating this is tough. It's a really hard decision, and we don't.
You know, I heard part of that interview where she also claimed that the Democrats had basically inserted people into her campaign, their campaign, to sabotage it. They'd gotten their operatives in there as members of the campaign staff to sabotage the campaign. That was the claim she was making.
That's incredible.
That's your Democrat Party today.
And that is not democracy. That is elites, you know, astroturfing this. Dennis Kucinich, who is a hardcore left-winger, mm-hmm. who also was a victim of the Obama deep state. He didn't want to go to war in Libya, made the mistake of saying so when Obama did. And they spied on him, recorded his phone conversations, and then leaked them to humiliate him. This is his own party. And he's saying essentially the same thing. Look what they did to RFK and Shanahan.
I know full well that the DNC did everything they could to try to block Kennedy from running as a Democrat. The frustrated efforts at ballot access. There were just dozens of ways, Neil, that the DNC tried to exclude him. And they, frankly, you know, of course, they were protecting President Biden, whose campaign headquarters is the same place as the DNC.
Yeah. You can see why this is a big deal. And Democrats may pretend it's not, but it's a big deal. You can see why they put so much effort. I didn't actually hear that partly about them, you know, putting people on the campaign to sabotage it. That's, I'm not surprised. But if you look at, okay, just the last poll that was done on Wisconsin by Rasmussen, who I tend to trust more than most pollsters, Harris 46, Trump 46, Kennedy 4, Stein 1, West 1. So they're seeing that 41% of Kennedy's voters would default to Trump and 21% for Harris. So this could make the difference in one of these swing states.
Yeah.
It's not a small thing.
Yeah.
Nationally, no, it's not going to make any difference.
No.
Kamala Harris will more than likely probably win the popular vote, but that right. doesn't matter.
Right. Thank goodness for the Electoral College.
Yes. Thank goodness for the, and the genius of the founding fathers
yep,
to create it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Tonight, Kamala Harris faces the tremendous challenge of introducing herself without actually saying what she's going to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure that the teleprompter writers have got it all laid out for her.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to write that many words about what you're going to do without actually saying what you're going to do?
Well, at least with Kamala Harris, you'll actually be able to understand the words that are written on the screen for her. You know, she's pretty articulate as opposed to the mumbling current president.
Yeah. There is that. She can actually read the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be nice if she had a conversation with actual human beings, but, you know, who got to ask her, you know, yeah. questions. But we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you've seen the chaos. 55 people arrested, over 2,000 protesters, Democrats barely holding a lid on the violence, anti-Semitic chants everywhere. They're Democrats. Nobody said it better than this speaker who spoke before the Democrat National Committee's Black Caucus Forum. We just need to keep a lid on it for 70 days. Then we can go crazy. This is who they really are. This is how they talk when they're together.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
They have 70 days, we can go back down crazy.
Right?
These are Black Democrat delegates and officials. Speaking of Democrats, talking about the crew in the streets is what they're talking about.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
After 7 days, we can go back down crazy.
Right?
He's laughing. Because they know. I mean, look, you don't do $2 billion worth of damage nationally. The only comparable period damage-wise is the Civil War to what the Democrats did on December of Love. And not know. They know what they do. They know they're violent. They think it's funny. But Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez does not think it's funny. So he's like a city council member from Chicago. Take a listen to what he said about the DNC being in Chicago and what they've had to do to prepare for the violence.
Because right now we're like in this beauty pageant of hypocrisy going on right now.
Where a beauty pageant of hypocrisy?
Yeah, because we say one thing and we're doing the exact opposite. You have the most American of American cities where we're telling people to come here, feel welcome, enjoy our beautiful city. And 100% it's a beautiful city. But yet we had to board up every single store in the surrounding area to keep it safe from looters and rioters that our mayor, Brandon Johnson, has welcomed here and said, come and show us what your true colors are.
A beauty pageant of hypocrisy. By the way, again, he's a Democrat. We've had to, listen to this, is remarkable. We've had to board up every single business.
Because right now we're like in this beauty pageant of hypocrisy going on right now.
Where a beauty pageant of hypocrisy?
Yeah, because we say one thing and we're doing the exact opposite. You have the most American of American cities where we're telling people to come here, feel welcome, enjoy our beautiful city, and 100% it's a beautiful city, but yet we had to board up every single store in the surrounding area to keep it safe from looters and rioters that our mayor, Brandon Johnson, has welcomed here and said, come and show us what your true colors are.
That right there, that 30 seconds, absolutely describes Democrat Party. And again, this speaker before the DNC Black Caucus doesn't disagree.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy.
Right?
What does acting crazy look like? The real Democrat Party. Tim Walz praised Kamala Harris yesterday as a prosecutor. That normally is very reassuring to people. Prosecutor, wow, she must be normal, right? She's normal views, she's tough on crime. But Kamala Harris isn't like other prosecutors. The headline, the cover story in the New York Post this morning, headline, Kamala Harris's bail fund endorsement helped put a killer and a rapist back on the streets to offend again in the name of social justice. And they're going back through when, during the Floyd riots, she tweeted out about how everybody should donate to the Minneapolis Bail Fund. The idea was to get to people, the Democrats, because it wasn't us, on the streets who were arrested back out, and to get people in the jails who are sitting there and need to bond out so they can, you know, burn down businesses and do, you know, everything that Tim Walz was letting them do in Minnesota. The New York Post writes, among the freed criminals after Kamala Harris raised money for them, a twice convicted male sex offender who went on to assault another woman before his arrest is a rapist. A man who left a victim with a traumatic brain injury after being sprung from jail while awaiting trial for another felony assault. Before she was done, Minnesota Freedom Fund, Seth Rogen, Justin Timberlake, and Cynthia Nixon were all raising money as well. This became very popular. Remember, Joe Biden himself didn't promote it, but his staff did. This was hip. This was hot. Get as many dangerous felons, rapists, people who've committed felony assault, get them out of the prison, empty the prison, say, go get on the street and burn some tires. And the first lady, the governor's wife, can open a window and smell the burning businesses, and she loves that. This is who they are. This is who they really are. Harris, then a California senator, asked her supporters to donate in June of 2020. The fund, started in 2016, raked in $41 million, a huge windfall compared to the previous years, when it took in between $100,000 and $230,000. So you're talking about it like a crime wave here. They were able to spring over 2,000 criminals with the money, put them back on the streets with disastrous outcomes for people. Okay. So look, this whole segment, folks, this is who they are. And this is what they do. Anyway, we'll have some more on this when we come back. $21 million of the cash raised used to free 2,537 people from pretrial detention and 463 people from immigration detention, all for the express purpose of putting them back on the streets, so that Tim Walz's wife could continue to smell the businesses of Minneapolis burning. Joe Biden, y'all. You remember all the, and I played some of it earlier in the show, all of the clips I've played you since the Biden administration began, of Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden, Psaki even, making fun of Americans for not understanding, not being grateful for what a great economy the Democrats had given them. Joe Biden even explaining, well, you know, a lot of Americans don't understand economics. They don't understand how good they have it. And their one claim to fame, because they only had one, one good economic piece of news for which you are supposed to be eternally grateful was the jobs. Joe Biden even took credit for a manufacturing job boom that we're now learning didn't happen. The actual thing that happened was that the economy shed manufacturing jobs. Of course, at these energy prices, you can't affordably manufacture stuff in America, compete with people manufacturing on coal in India. You can't compete with it. That's why they have a 7% GDP growth, and we can barely pull our head out of our collective rear ends under these people. Joe Biden, y'all, thinking it's funny. It's funny.
This morning we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed.
Here's Nancy Pelosi. Remember, they were trying this one on us for a while. Hey, actually, inflation's up because so many people have jobs. The job situation is like so amazing.
The consequences of all of that investment and the infrastructure bill and the rest is that more people have jobs and therefore inflation goes up.
Nope, that didn't happen. It was fake. Just shy of 30% of the jobs supposedly created last year were fake. The actual numbers, we were told 2.9 million jobs created last year. Democrats telling us we should be grateful. Yeah, you can't afford groceries, but at least you still have a job. Should be grateful. Well, now we find out of that 2.9 million, 818,000 were not real. And the mainstream media is attacking Donald Trump. Why? Because he said they did it on purpose to help Joe and Kamala. Folks, I've been on this for a while. This is not the first time. They do this every election year. In fact, somebody texted me, I didn't hear this on CNBC. Somebody texted me that the reason the markets didn't move more when this came out was because they've already been pricing it in. This idea of Democrats probably lying about job creation. And they don't care because the markets now float on a raft of printed cash. That's how they get rich. An artificially bloated stock market. So as long as they feel the fake money is going to continue to spew out of the money printer, they don't care. But this is not the first time, y'all. Headline, December 2022. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. December 2022. Over a million jobs were fake. Said who? Said the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. They weren't real. They were never real. Headline, if you want to go read it. Biden administration overstated Q2 jobs, so quarter two, job creation by a million, according to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. The Philadelphia Fed report found that just 10,500 net new jobs were created between March and June. So that's April, May, June, a quarter. 10,000 jobs created. 3 months. Somebody texted me yesterday and I had to do the math on this. I was like, nah, that can't be right. You know what that adds up to? They said that's not even seven jobs a day in the 50 states each, like in each state. Yeah. That's a jobs apocalypse. So what did they do? Well, the Philadelphia Fed busted them. The Philadelphia Fed's a regional office of the Federal Reserve. Let me just read it back from December 2022. Because remember, they rode the raft of fake jobs and their incredible jobs performance. The Democrats did to winning the Senate in the midterm elections. The Biden administration, the New York Post wrote, overstated the number of jobs created in the U.S. during the second quarter by more than a million jobs, according to a report issued by the Philadelphia Fed. The Philadelphia Fed report found that just 10,500 new net jobs were actually created between March and June. That finding is in stark contrast to numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which estimated there were 1.12 million new jobs added between March and June of 2022. So they've done this before. Why? Well, they were headed into a midterm. They had no good economic stats. In fact, they decimated the American people with 9% inflation. So they needed a bigger, better lie, and they went down to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, said, make us some jobs, create some jobs. And they did. They lied. The difference between what happened in 2022 and that lie, the creation of a million jobs, which apparently this is a new tradition in the Democrat Party. You're running for office? Yeah, good. We're heading to election year. Okay, well, then we're going to have to fake a million jobs because our policies are so destructive, the American people never vote for us if they actually knew what was going on. The only difference between this, what's just gone on with the 818,000 jobs, is that they didn't adjust it. They just sent the Philadelphia Fed out to deliver the bad news. Or maybe the someone at the Philadelphia Fed was disgusted with the whole thing, decided to tell the truth. I don't know. My point, this has happened before. They're doing this now. If you were a private company and you faked 30% of your revenues, you faked 30% of your economic activity on purpose, oh, you're going to prison, bud, especially if you're trading on the stock market. That's fraud. And that kind of fraud distorts markets to the tune of hundreds of millions to billions of dollars. This is very serious. Folks, I've been saying this really since 2022, but now we have confirmation of it. International investors who do not give a rip right versus left, they do not care, they do not even live here, they only want to make money. What do you do? How do you invest in America? I don't even know. What do you say? Well, it's an election year. So what do you want? What do you say? What do you say, Muhammad? What do you think? What do you think about a million of the jobs are fake again? Yeah, it's probably about a million. So let's just adjust our internal figures and try to invest in America. Well, yeah, but if they're lying to us about the jobs here in Indonesia, where our investment house is, are they lying about the GDP? Outputs? Is any of it real? Don't know. You know, maybe we should invest in India instead. Yeah, they got 7% annual GDP growth, 6%, 7%. And we can trust that. They don't operate like a third world country. See, folks, for this investment to continue to pour into this country, our financial institutions, including the stats from our federal government, have to be believed. It cannot be thought that, well, it's an election year, though. They'll just lie and make stuff up to get the Democrats elected. How do you invest in that kind of environment when Joe Biden's own agencies would put you in prison for doing this if you were a private corporation? Texter writes, I'm still chuckling while I'm working. This is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. I'm still chuckling while I'm working, thinking about Lee saying the what with the gay penguin. Oh, yeah. Top 10 international news story right now. The gay penguin. He's died. You know, the one that all those books were based on. Nobody actually knows if they're gay. Since there's not a woman around, they're good friends, good bros, seeing as they're the same species and stuff. Anyway, they're supposed to be gay. And supposedly the partner of the dead gay penguin sang a beautiful song when he died. And that has prompted international news coverage. Shem, his name is. Yeah. Sydney, Australia, the zoo. So anyway. Texter writes, good morning. You deserve a national show. Americans need to hear your brilliance in providing the truth and facts about the lying Democrat Socialist Party. Keep up the good work. So says Ron and Greer. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. That makes my day. I'll just file that in the folder next to the hate mail. To get enough hate mail. If I don't get enough hate mail, I'm not doing my job. Texter writes, NAACP president introduced himself at the DNC. He actually said, good evening, I'm Derek Johnson, president and CEO of the NAACP, and I'm here to do my black job. My black job. And the clapping seals lapped it up. Folks, headline after headline after headline, where Obama, Al Sharpton, many others have used black jobs, including the Associated Press. So that was standard talking point till Donald Trump did it. Oh, by the way, poor Oprah. Yeah, poor Oprah. So sad. So sad. Yeah, the victim of racism, that Oprah, who says we need to defeat Donald Trump to defeat the racism.
From the Redwood Forest, love those Redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, she's also worth $2.7 billion. So I think that this is not a big deal. But anyway, Trump published a letter from her, a handwritten note from her from the year 2000 on Truth Social. You know what it says? They should run for office together. Wouldn't that be great? Folks, this is all fake. Trump isn't Joe Biden, y'all. You remember all the, and I played some of it earlier in the show, all of the clips I've played you since the Biden administration began of Biden, creating Jean-Pierre, Biden, Psaki even, making fun of Americans for not understanding, not being grateful for what a great economy the Democrats had given them. Joe Biden even explaining, well, you know, a lot of Americans don't understand economics. They don't understand how good they have it. And their one claim to fame, because they only had one good economic piece of news for which you were supposed to be eternally grateful, was the jobs. Joe Biden even took credit for a manufacturing job boom that we're now learning didn't happen. The actual thing that happened was that the economy shed manufacturing jobs. Of course, at these energy prices, you can't affordably manufacture stuff in America, compete with people manufacturing on coal in India. You can't compete with it. That's why they have a 7% GDP growth, and we can barely pull our head out of our collective rear ends under these people. Joe Biden, y'all, thinking it's funny. It's funny.
This morning we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed.
Here's Nancy Pelosi. Remember they were trying this one on us for a while? Hey, actually, inflation's up because so many people have jobs. The job situation is like so amazing.
The consequences of all of that investment in the infrastructure bill and the rest is that more people have jobs and therefore inflation goes up.
No, that's nope. That didn't happen. It was fake. Just shy of 30% of the jobs supposedly created last year were fake. The actual numbers, we were told 2.9 million jobs created last year. Democrats telling us we should be grateful. Yeah, you can't afford groceries, but at least you still have a job. Should be grateful. Well, now we find out of that 2.9 million, 818,000 were not real. And the mainstream media is attacking Donald Trump. Why? Because he said they did it on purpose to help Joe and Kamala. Folks, I've been on this for a while. This is not the first time. They do this every election year. In fact, somebody texted me, I didn't hear this on CNBC. Somebody texted me that the reason the markets didn't move more when this came out was because they've already been pricing it in. This idea that Democrats probably lying about job creation. And they don't care because the markets now float on a raft of printed cash. That's how they get rich. An artificially bloated stock market. So as long as they feel the fake money is going to continue to spew out of the money printer, they don't care. But this is not the first time, y'all. Headline, December 2022. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. December 2022. Over a million jobs were fake. Said who? Said the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. They weren't real. They were never real. Headline, if you want to go read it. Biden administration overstated Q2 jobs, so quarter two, job creation by a million, according to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. The Philadelphia Fed report found that just 10,500 net new jobs were created between March and June. So that's April, May, June, a quarter. 10,000 jobs created 3 months. Somebody texted me yesterday and I had to do the math on this. I was like, no, that can't be right. You know what that adds up to? They said that's not even seven jobs a day in the 50 states each, like in each state. Yeah. That's a jobs apocalypse. So what did they do? Well, the Philadelphia Fed busted them. The Philadelphia Fed's a regional office of the Federal Reserve. Let me just read it back from December 2022. Because remember, they rode the raft of fake jobs and their incredible jobs performance, the Democrats did, to winning the Senate in the midterm elections. The Biden administration, the New York Post wrote, overstated the number of jobs created in the U.S. during the second quarter by more than a million jobs, according to a report issued by the Philadelphia Fed. The Philadelphia Fed report found that just 10,500 new net jobs were actually created between March and June. That finding is in stark contrast to numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which estimated there were 1.12 million new jobs added between March and June of 2022. So they've done this before. Why? Well, they were headed into a midterm. They had no good economic stats. In fact, they decimated the American people with 9% inflation. So they needed a bigger, better lie, and they went down to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, said, make us some jobs, create some jobs. And they did. They lied. The difference between what happened in 2022 and that lie, the creation of a million jobs, which apparently this is a new tradition in the Democrat Party. You running for office? Yeah, good. We're heading into election year. Okay, well, then we're going to have to fake a million jobs because our policies are so destructive. The American people never vote for us if they actually knew what was going on. The only difference between this, what's just gone on with the 818,000 jobs, is that they didn't adjust it. They just sent the Philadelphia Fed out to deliver the bad news. Or maybe someone at the Philadelphia Fed was disgusted with the whole thing, decided to tell the truth. I don't know. My point, this has happened before. They're doing this now. If you were a private company and you faked 30% of your revenues, you faked 30% of your economic activity on purpose, oh, you're going to prison, bud. Especially if you're trading on a stock market. That's fraud. And that kind of fraud distorts markets to the tune of hundreds of millions to billions of dollars. This is very serious. Folks, I've been saying this really since 2022, but now we have confirmation of it. International investors who do not give a rip right versus left, they do not care, they do not even live here, they only want to make money. What do you do? How do you invest in America? I don't even know. What do you say? Well, it's an election year. So what do you want? What do you say? What do you say, Muhammad? What do you think? What do you think about a million of the jobs are fake again? Yeah, it's probably about a million. So let's just adjust our internal figures and try to invest in America. Well, yeah, but if they're lying to us about the jobs here in Indonesia, where our investment house is, are they lying about the GDP? Outputs? Is any of it real? Don't know. You know, maybe we should invest in India instead. Yeah, they got 7% annual GDP growth, 6%, 7%. And we can trust that. They don't operate like a third world country. See, folks, for this investment to continue to pour into this country, our financial institutions, including the stats from our federal government, have to be believed. It cannot be thought that, well, it's an election year, though. They'll just lie and make stuff up to get the Democrats elected. How do you invest in that kind of environment when Joe Biden's own agencies would put you in prison for doing this if you were a private corporation? Texture writes, I'm still chuckling while I'm working. This is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. I'm still chuckling while I'm working, thinking about Lee saying the what? With a gay penguin. Oh, yeah. Top 10 international news story right now. The gay penguin. He's died. You know the one that all those books were based on? Nobody actually knows if they're gay. Since there's not a woman around, they're good friends, good bros. Seeing as they're the same species and stuff. Anyway, they're supposed to be gay, and supposedly the partner of the dead gay penguin sang a beautiful song when he died, and that has prompted international news coverage. Shem, his name is. Yeah, Sydney, Australia, the zoo. So, anyway, texter writes, good morning, you deserve a national show. Americans need to hear your brilliance in providing the truth and facts about the lying Democrat Socialist Party. Keep up the good work. So says Ron and Greer. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. That makes my day. I'll just file that in the folder next to the hate mail. To get enough hate mail. If I don't get enough hate mail, I'm not doing my job. Texter writes, NAACP president introduced himself at the DNC. He actually said, good evening, I'm Derek Johnson, president and CEO of the NAACP, and I'm here to do my black job. My black job. And the clapping seals lapped it up. Folks, headline after headline after headline, where Obama, Al Sharpton, many others have used black jobs, including the Associated Press. So that was standard talking point till Donald Trump did it. Oh, by the way, poor Oprah. Yeah, oh, poor Oprah. So sad. So sad. Yeah, the victim of racism, that Oprah, who says we need to defeat Donald Trump to defeat the racism.
From the Redwood Forest, love those Redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, she's also worth $2.7 billion. So I think that this is not a big deal. But anyway, Trump published a letter from her, a handwritten note from her from the year 2000 on Truth Social. You know what it says? They should run for office together. Wouldn't that be great? Folks, this is all fake. Trump isn't the great Hitler. He's not a racist. Oprah knows it, or she wouldn't have wanted to run for office with him. They just want power, and they direct their rage to anybody who gets in the way, even if they used to love him before. Texter writes, I'm still chuckling while I'm working. This is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. I'm still chuckling while I'm working, thinking about Lee saying the what with the gay penguin. Oh, yeah. Top 10 international news story right now. The gay penguin. He's died. You know, the one that all those books were based on. Nobody actually knows if they're gay. Since there's not a woman around, they're good friends, good bros, seeing as they're the same species and stuff. Anyway, they're supposed to be gay, and supposedly the partner of the dead gay penguin sang a beautiful song when he died, and that has prompted international news coverage. Shem, his name is. Yeah, Sydney, Australia, the zoo. So, anyway, texter writes, good morning, you deserve a national show. Americans need to hear your brilliance in providing the truth and facts about the lying Democrat Socialist Party. Keep up the good work. So says Ron and Greer. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. That makes my day. I'll just file that in the folder next to the hate mail. To get enough hate mail. If I don't get enough hate mail, I'm not doing my job. Texter writes, NAACP president introduced himself at the DNC. He actually said, good evening, I'm Derek Johnson, president and CEO of the NAACP, and I'm here to do my black job. My black job. And the clapping. Oh, all the clapping seals lapped it up. Folks, headline after headline after headline, where Obama, Al Sharpton, many others have used black jobs, including the Associated Press. So that was standard talking point till Donald Trump did it. Oh, by the way, poor Oprah. Yeah, oh, poor Oprah. So sad. So sad. Yeah, the victim of racism, that Oprah, who says we need to defeat Donald Trump to defeat the racism.
From the Redwood Forest, love those Redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, she's also worth $2.7 billion. So I think that this is not a big deal. But anyway, Trump published a letter from her, a handwritten note from her from the year 2000 on Truth Social. You know what it says? They should run for office together. Wouldn't that be great? Folks, this is all fake. Trump isn't the great Hitler. He's not a racist. Oprah knows it, or she wouldn't have wanted to run for office with him. They just want power, and they direct their rage to anybody who gets in the way, even if they used to love him before.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.